Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, another round of rain and storms today. A little bit different than yesterday, maybe a little bit more similar to what we had on a Wednesday, and that we'll have more sunshine to start the day today. And we'll get quite warm and humid by the noon hour, and that'll trigger some more showers and thunderstorms middle of the day through the afternoon with some heavy downpours and frequent lightning in some spots, so keep an eye to the sky. Storms will once again be moving to the north-northeast at about 20 to 25 miles per hour, capable of producing rainfall rates of between 1 and 2 inches per hour. And a few of the stronger storms may also produce some strong and gusty winds. Still looks like as we head into the weekend, a little bit of a subtle pattern change. All has to do with the winds, which will be onshore, off of the Atlantic, out of the southeast. What that translates to are most of the showers and storms being more inland during the afternoon, at least the more significant rainfall. There may be a few showers in the morning closer to the coast, and then transitioning inland by midday to near I-95, and then near and west of Highway 301 by late in the afternoon. So, in summary for the weekend, a few showers at the coast and the beaches in the morning, a few showers and storms a little bit either way of noon at I-95, and then most of the showers and storms after 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon over far western Duval, western Nassau, and Baker County. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky. Temperatures will top out in the low 80s at the beaches, mid to upper 80s inland each day. Sunburn times will be as low as 10 to 15 minutes, so have that sunscreen handy, of course. And as far as the beaches go, you're looking at water temperatures generally in the mid-70s, continuing to slowly rise, but still a little on the cool side. Seas will average 2 to 3 feet. The rip current risk will be low to moderate, but still, remember, there will be at least some moderate, there will at least be some rip current risk, and you should always swim and surf with a buddy and as near a lifeguard as at all possible. And then as we head into early next week, a continuation of the scattered mainly afternoon showers and thunderstorms. No real change in sight as far as that daily threat for some rain goes, but I am tracking carefully a weather system for next weekend. That's Memorial Day weekend, and there may be a weather system not too far from Florida that could produce some heavy rainfall. There may be some tropical characteristics to that system, but still very early, lots could and probably will change, so it's just something to keep an eye on. A first alert, and we'll eye that storm now day by day as we go through the weekend right on into next week, of course. In the meantime, have a great and safe weekend. Thoy weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.